Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. We got work to do, and we don't have a lot of time to do it.
No, we
got to
get cracking. We got to get right on that.
There's a freaking game coming up in just over 2 hours. Warriors and Thunder, and then we've got a cast of literally thousands that are just, we're going to just come at you fast here today. Nick Friedell in 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Schlereth in 45 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. John Feliciano will breathe on this show coming up in just over an hour, 3:30. Warriors Live, 4 o'clock. Warriors Thunder, 5 o'clock. We have got a lot to do. And I want to start today by just saying, I love this. I love this family. I love the whole situation. We're still, by the way, basking in the glow. It takes usually at least a week for a summit to wear off, if you will. And getting to see so many people and just getting to meet and talk out what they love about the station, what drives them crazy about the station, all that stuff. I love this. So I sit down. We just sat here and talked out things that included the Riverwalk.
Yep.
Dave Cowens.
Had to.
Rod Brooks. The Astrodome. I mean, that was all over the damn place. We sit down, and I look up, just so you all know, I don't see the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line until I get to the seat where Steiny sits. And so I sit down, and I look up, and there it is from the 925. Willard is hating because Shanahan hadn't won it all yet. And I'm like, I don't even know.
What?
What the hell? I love you. I love all of you so much. You're ready with your this dude's a Shanna fan and Purdy Homer takes before we've even sat down and said anything about it. God, I love you. Thank you for being here every day. What a compliment, you nut jobs.
It's crazy.
What a compliment.
I didn't even think that you uttered the name Shanahan.
I didn't.
Even in the green room when we were getting ready for the show, I don't think you named Shanahan.
I haven't said a word about Purdy or Shanahan all day. I do think I know.
Possibly.
I think he's talking about the Sirianni thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe that's it.
That was a weird one.
It is. And not to be outdone, LaFleur was weird too. He's like, it's 4th and 1. And we absolutely have to have this. It's getting shotgun formation. And then just kind of just hand it to Josh Jacobs about 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. when the Eagles were apparently all yelling what play was going to be run before it was even run. Like, what? What the hell was the last minute of that game last night?
It was bananas is what it was. And that's one of the pet peeves that Lo Neal and I used to talk about when we were doing the show together is you need a yard, so you're going to give it to the running back 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so now you need to get 6 yards. Just sneak the thing up in there. Just go ahead and push or do whatever you need to do to just get the yard. The Niners did it this weekend too. 4th and 1.
Yeah.
They ran that big wide stretch play.
Yep.
And McCaffrey gained about 4 yards, but he started 6 in the hole. So there you have it.
There you have it. But anyway, with the Warriors about to play the Thunder, and I do think that I don't know about you, I woke up feeling, and sometimes it takes me this, look, we're all emotional fans and everything, and some people are over it in an hour. Some people never get over it. Like, for instance, ask me about the 2002 World Series. Ask me about it.
Oh, I've done it.
Yeah.
And you get this really angry face, and you get a little weepy.
I'm not over it.
You'll never be over it.
I'm never going to be over it. They screwed the whole thing up. I'm never going to be over it. I woke up today, and I started reading some things, and I started thinking about it, and I'm like, I get it. It's never fun when your team loses. It's never fun when it feels sort of a fait accompli. It's never fun when one side of the ball feels like they're just not competitive at the professional level. And that's what Sunday felt like. And then I just arrived at a new spot where I'm like, they're supposed to lose that game. They're like, the Rams are a better team right now. We can all admit that, right? The Rams are...
They were a better team the last time they played, though. And you still found a way to win that game.
Yeah. I mean, again, all of these things are on paper. I do think situational. Were they a better team the first time? Maybe they were, but the Niners had enough to be in the game and do some things and try some things. Fred Warner played in that football
game. Yeah, he sure did.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I look at the defense now, and I think I thought, a lot of people I know thought, well, Stafford's going to carve them up. Like, they can't get a pass rush. They got a bunch of rookies running around. Like, yeah, they're going to get carved. And then they did.
And they got carved, yeah.
So...
But even through that, it was a one-score game twice in the second half.
Totally. But, well, that's the NFL. That's professional sports. But I do think that those things sort of land differently, at least for me as a fan. And that's why I said I know that last week's a sexier matchup. You'll get, in my opinion at least, this Sunday's a more important matchup because the Niners, in theory, are supposed to win. They have a better chance to win. This is a lesser team that they're playing. And the Niners will be favored, actually, until Christmas. And so you might get up for the sexier matchup, but to me, it's also sort of easier to process, is it not? Like, they were supposed to lose that game.
Yeah.
And so we could move that to tonight as well. The Warriors are supposed to lose this game.
On paper, but I did like what Evan was saying in the crossover about, you know, how much easier it is to get up for a game like this. And Steiny made a good point, too, where, yeah, the Warriors don't want to go out there and get embarrassed. Oklahoma City is more athletic. They're younger. They have the best record, and they're defending champions. So a prideful Warrior team is going to come out and give their absolute best effort. I know that. But, yeah, I'm looking at tonight's game, and the phrase I keep going back to in my own head is, it's okay if they lose. Of course it's okay. There's 82 games, but I think about Sunday, the Niners at Arizona, even though it was a 1-point game last time and you needed some late heroics to get it done, it's not okay if the Niners lose to Arizona
on
Sunday.
Agreed. I agree completely. Now, let me add this into the fold because I do think, A, NFL and NBA get hard to compare. One has 82 games, one has 17. But there's also a moving of the goalposts here that, for me, I think is allowable. And that is, I'm going to put the Warriors at a higher bar, a higher expectation level, a higher hope level, because I see them potentially, the journey needs to unfold, all things need to happen, someone needs to be healthy, blah, blah, blah. But I see the Warriors as potentially a team that could contend for a championship. Therefore, that's one bar. That's you are going to have to, at least on some nights, show everybody that you can play with the best. And I'm sorry for this defeatist comment that I'm about to make. I do not see the 49ers as that at all. This is not a championship contender. Therefore, I am not going to expect you, even for a weekend, yes, compete, yes, I'll root, we'll make the food, we'll put on the gear, we're going to scream, yell, lose our voices. I'm not suggesting otherwise, but I don't go into a game against Rams, Seahawks, Lions, Eagles, you know, maybe
Packers,
Bucks,
yep.
Packers,
yep.
And expect that the 49er defense in its current state to hold them down. I just don't. I hope.
Well, you have an offense that can hopefully outscore other teams, and
maybe
that's going
to
be
hard way to play.
Well, that's going to be the way it has to go. I mean, your defense can play better, and they can make stops. And this game against Arizona is a different one because they're on their backup quarterback, even though Arizona's offense looks better with Brissett than they did with Kyler Murray. So I don't think that if they make the playoffs, I won't automatically dismiss them as not a Super Bowl contender because you'll be in the tournament. That's all Kyle Shanahan has been saying. Just get in the tournament. Now, I wouldn't love their chances if they're the seventh seed and they have to go on the road, win, go on the road, win, go on the road, win, come home for the Super Bowl and beat an AFC team. They'll be an underdog in all four of those games.
Right.
Like, so it's a long shot for sure.
I never want, you know me, I never want to dismiss the magical. So sure, if it goes that way and we get there, consider me in, Dibs. I'll wear a hat and a shirt, and we'll invite people over, and there will be a square pool and charcuterie. We'll do all of the stuff, but I'm also allowed to be wrong, and I'll sit here today and tell you, it ain't happening. They're not going to go on a four-game winning streak in January and February.
With three road games, and then you'd beat either Kansas City or Buffalo or Indy or whatever.
That's not happening. It's just not.
It's difficult.
That's not happening.
It's probably not happening.
And you know, egg on face, whatever. I'll do face paint, whatever. You
Fine.
Know what I mean?
I'm just thinking about, like, and John Avello, your friend, the odds maker, would have a better, more realistic answer. But if you went on the road and played Philly as if they're the two seed, you're probably 5.5, 6-point dogs.
For sure.
Then you win that, and you go on the road at Detroit. You're probably 5.5, 6-point dogs against Detroit. You know,
I mean,
you're going to be a heavy dog in all those games.
Weird things can happen. Somebody else's quarterback could get hurt, or what? Like, I, you know what I mean? There's an open-mindedness to all of it, but I find games like that a little easier to take than the other ones, and maybe that's counterintuitive. Because, like, the Rams, it's a rival. It's Tom Brady's in town. It's a big game. Okay, I get that. This is not as sexy this weekend. It just happens to be, in my opinion, more important. This is the one you get.
It should be.
The Niners have actually done this almost every week this year. You get the one you're supposed to get, and you don't get the one you're not supposed to get. Only twice in 10 weeks has the opposite happened. They got one they weren't supposed to get, and they lost one they were supposed to get. It's only happened twice.
Yeah.
Outside of that, they're telling us who's going to win before the game.
Basically.
They told us who was going to win before this one, and they did.
And it doesn't always go that way. And
No. The
Ram game is a classic example of that. And so, I said at the beginning of the year that you split the six divisional games, you go 3-3 in the division, that sets you up for an 11-win season. Well, now I don't think you can afford that because you lost to Houston and you lost to Jacksonville. So those are a couple of games that at least one of those games I was banking on them winning.
I hear you, but those are also in the AFC, and therefore they're a little bit less important. Again, like
they are, but I was thinking about the road to 11 wins, and it involved going 3-3 in the division and going 3-1 against the South and 3-1 against the other South.
Right, but now they're probable to go maybe 4-2 in the division, not 3-3.
If they win this weekend. That's why I'm with you on the importance of it.
All right, Dubs playing tonight in Oklahoma City. Let's get engaged, y'all. Before every game, we ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Warriors opening up a six-game road trip tonight. Here are the opponents. It goes Thunder, then the Spurs twice. I think we should throw in the back-to-back nature of this too. It's Thunder tonight, Spurs tomorrow. Then you get some breaks. You get the Spurs again. You get the Pelicans. And then you're going to do another back-to-back in Florida with the Magic and the Heat. And all of that spans over about a week's time. So in those six games, Thunder, Spurs twice, Pelicans, Magic, Heat, how many of the six games will the Warriors win? And the voting options are 0 or 1, 2 or 3, 4 or 5, or all 6, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wants to be a crazy person and vote for that?
It's possible. I'm being told.
Well, there's no penalties for Twitter votes. So vote now on Twitter. We will share the results later in the show. I would vote for 2-3. Sorry. I think the Warrior, like the math and the sort of like, you know, put your finger in the air and kind of get a sense of the way the wind is blowing. 3-3 feels like what this trip is supposed to be.
Right. And to get 4-2, you're going to have to either beat San Antonio twice or, you know, avoid a Florida hiccup or stun Oklahoma City.
Win tonight, yeah.
You would count on getting the win over New Orleans. And I don't know, outside of that, maybe you would count on beating Miami, but that didn't go your way last year.
Let's talk some dubs. Our guy on the beat, Odyssey NBA insider, Nick Friedell. Cousin Nick is going to join us next. And then we are all loaded up today, okay? Half hour from now, Stink. Mark Schlereth is going to jump on. We'll get back to the NFL. And then John Feliciano in an hour at 3:30. It'll be another week where he'll be like, not our fault, not our fault podcast, because the offensive line gave up no sacks. It was not their fault. Yep. He's right.
He's right.
So anyway, we got all that today and certainly room to toss you in between all of that. We would always love to hear from you, 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
I mean, Mark, it's so good to hear y'all's voices. And Mr. Dibbs, I mean, it's just been way too damn long. So it puts a smile on my face.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got a basketball game.
Yep.
Tonight just happens to be at the home of the champs. We'll have all of it. All of the intro, the outro, the in the middle, the meat, everything is going to be right here. It'll unfold tonight on 95.7 The Game. The game is at 5. Warriors Live will be at 4. But oh, hell, Dibs. Let's start now.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Then out to the River Islands guest line we go. It will also be on YouTube. If you have no idea what kind of a face accompanies the deepest voice that you've ever heard in your life, you should go to YouTube, and you will be able to look at the face of Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Hello, Nick. How you doing?
Greetings from Oklahoma, guys. How we doing?
Look at you. Look at you. All ready to go in middle America. You know what I was thinking about tonight's game? So I was listening. I was driving around last week, and I was listening to you do the hit with the morning guys, and you said something along the lines of, in all my years covering the NBA, as far as the travel schedule, what they've handed to the Warriors here at the start of the season is among the worst you've ever seen. And so that was rattling around in my head. And you know when you go, like, hug someone and slap them on the back and say hello, but they have a sunburn? And they're like, ah. Like, that's what this feels like. If this was the hardest start travel-wise to a season, now they're going to get this six-game road trip where they're going to play the Thunder and the Spurs three times in the next four nights? Good Lord, Nick.
Uh-oh, Mark.
Yeah, uh-oh.
That's the answer there. And I like the analogy because when you sit there and you know you're not feeling good and then somebody comes up behind you and you're burned, you go, oh, gosh. The Warriors just have to get through this. And it's specific to this trip at the start of what's going on. If they split this trip, guys, that is a good thing. That should be the goal. Get through this trip 3-3. Get home. See how things are going. Get everybody healthy and feeling good. Find your rhythm. This schedule is brutal. It is absolutely the worst one I've ever seen to start a year. But the Warriors aren't playing really well. And you still have to play to win. And I think we all can look back at that Milwaukee-Indianapolis trip and go, that's when it started to slide. And they haven't been the same since. So you get Steph back tonight. You hope that he finds a rhythm quickly. But to your point, Mark, the problem is you go right to San Antonio. You play tomorrow. Then you play Friday. Then you've got New Orleans, Orlando, Miami. If you can split this trip 3-3 and go back to San Francisco, you should feel pretty good if you're the Warriors and you're a Warriors fan.
Yeah, and so, I mean, how do you go about doing it? Not in the six-game long haul of this trip, but specifically tonight against a younger, more athletic team, a team that is still going to be very hungry and they're playing amazing basketball. What's the big key tonight, Nick, for the Warriors to be able to sneak off with a victory?
I think you've got to get Steph going early, Mr. Dibbs, and you've got to get Jimmy to control the pace. And we've talked so much about it. Jimmy has the ability to slow the game down, to get to the line. He provides a completely different look for what the Warriors do. If you can get those two going early and you can keep it close, you'll feel good about your chances down the stretch. But what I would tell you from a broader standpoint, not just tonight, I think you got to split one of those two games in San Antonio because this is tough against the champs. Steph's coming back after missing basically a week here. So, yes, you have a chance when he's on the floor, and that makes everything a little bit better and the Thunder a little bit banged up. I think offensively you try to get him going and you create the space that he provides for everybody else that way. But as you're looking at the next few days, tomorrow's going to be brutal because it's a back-to-back, although Horford's going to play in that game, so his length should at least help a little bit on Wemby. But you've got to split one of those games in San Antonio to feel good about the second part of the trip. Specific to tonight, though, if you get Steph rolling and you find his rhythm, I think it's going to get Jimmy into the spots that he needs to be, and I think it will rev up the rest of this team that's always seemed to be looking for reasons to get amped about certain games. There aren't much bigger games than when you're playing the defending champs.
It's Willard and Dibbs when we're hanging out with our buddy Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We have a saying on this show, Nick, and that is that all roads lead to Kuminga. So let's take another road, shall we? And let's talk about him. What a wonderful start to his season. However, the last few games, it's suddenly gone a little off script, if you will, with Steph out. What have you seen? What's going on with him last few games?
The hardest part, Mark, is that when you watch Kuminga, you see a player that everybody's seen before in the last week or so. He had those moments where you thought, he's really turned the corner. And the scoring was there, but as Kerr said many, many times, I know he told you guys, it's not just the scoring, it's the passing, it's the rebounding. The defense was a little bit better. Everything was fitting into what the Warriors needed. And without Steph on the floor, like so many other guys, Kuminga's really struggled. And he has not been able to have the impact on the game that they would hope that he would. So you'd think with Steph back, it would allow everybody to take a deep breath, but especially Kuminga, because he has not played well the last few games. This is the problem with Kuminga, though, guys, on a whole. If you're a Kuminga fan and you're saying, all right, the Warriors should give him a bunch of money after the season and they should make all of these things happen and he should be a future piece of this team, then you can't have the dramatic step down that we've seen over the last week. You need some level of consistency. It's why he was so good those first couple weeks and everybody was singing his praises and saying, this is the player that he can be. I thought, guys, in the last few days, the most telling comment made by anybody was Draymond in Denver the other night, and he's talking about how we believe in Kuminga. We know he can be better than what he's shown recently, but what he really said was this is what he wanted. Kuminga wanted more minutes. He wanted more responsibility. He's getting it, and at least in these last few games, he hasn't responded the way they want. So anybody can go through a tough stretch. It happens to the best players in the game. But if you're Kuminga and you started off so strong, it is jarring to have this week where Steph goes off the floor and everything kind of falls apart for a second.
And keeping that in mind, do you think that it's risky if the Warriors decide to bring Kuminga off the bench and maybe go with Moses Moody to start games? Is he in a spot where that might disrupt the good start to his season?
I think so. Because, Dibs, when you look at Kuminga, this is a player, at least to start the year, that was playing on a lot of confidence. He knew and felt like he belonged. The contract situation was what it was. It was over. He came in. He was playing well. Okay, here we go. And then, boom, it kind of reality hit again in the last week. So if you start messing with that, he's still 23 years old. He's still trying to get that big deal in his future. If that doesn't happen, I think there are more questions that come out. But if you're Kuminga and you started so strong, I'm sure all those guys, and Jimmy comes to mind specifically, are saying, hey, look, just relax. We know you can play. We know what you can do. You just have to show it again. And the problem for Kuminga is when he's not hitting those shots, how does the defense look? I know he had a nice rebounding night the other night. But is he fitting into the rest of the categories where they need him to be successful? That hasn't always been the case in these last few games. But, Dibs, if you take him out of the starting lineup, and I don't think we're there having that conversation yet, but if in a week from now on this trip he continues to struggle, I think that could be a real question. And I think that question opens up a lot more questions that they'd rather not face right now.
Nick Friedell with us. Hey, can we listen to some Steve Kerr together? I want to play something that he said getting ready for this road trip and get your reaction, kind of a buy or sell on the thought that he's talking about. Here's Steve Kerr.
We're not playing very well, clearly. We had a great fourth quarter, end of third, and then fourth quarter, the ball started moving. There was some flow. But overall, we haven't played real well. But I'm very confident in this team. It's going to be a tough trip. As you mentioned, two back-to-backs. We kind of felt like, you know, getting through this early part of the schedule in one piece and, you know, if we're healthy and, you know, win our share of games, that it sets up the rest of the season well for us. So, obviously, we gave a couple games away. But all in all, we're pretty healthy and, we're going to get there. I can picture the team. I can see what kind of team we're going to be, but we don't really have our identity yet.
I can picture the kind of team that we're going to be, but we're just not there yet. What do you picture with this team, Nick?
Mark, the only thing, if you're a Warriors fan, that you need to picture and hope for, and this is where I have to remind myself of the same thing too as they start this trip, it all comes down to April. Are they healthy in April? That really, to me, is the single biggest question. I know there is so much interest around this group, and there are way too many times already early, and we go back to that Milwaukee-Indianapolis roadie where they didn't look good, and they were just going through the motions, and they got beat twice. Everybody has got to keep the perspective in mind. If you are healthy going into April, you have a chance. If you are not healthy in April, then none of this other stuff matters. So that's why I understand what Kerr is saying. He said he's been consistent with this, guys. You need 20 games. You got to figure out your rotations. Pods has been up and down. Moody has had some really good games and some games where he's kind of disappeared. We've hit on Kuminga. Will Richard continues to kind of – the momentum is building for him to be a rotational piece down the line. But I understand the greater point that Kerr was trying to make in that there are lots of different things that happen over the course of a season. What I would say personally, in my own opinion, watching this team is you can only go through the motions so much, but – the key over anything else is, are you healthy when the games matter the most? If they are healthy, then they will have a chance. If they're not, and you start to see them losing games when guys are out or continue to go through the motions like they did on that trip a week ago, then there might be much bigger problems. But no matter what happens, if you maintain some level of health, you're going to be okay in my mind. And if that doesn't happen, Mark, none of the other conversations are worthy at this point.
That makes sense. But then again, if you struggle early like they did last year, you end up chasing games in March and April, and it makes it really difficult to be healthy that late. Hey, Nick, with that in mind, do you think Steve Kerr is going to start paring down the rotation, or is he going to keep it a bigger rotation to try to give guys more rest?
I think he's going to keep it larger for now, Dibs, just because of the back-to-backs on the schedule, the travel that comes with this. I would look towards maybe the start of December as a line of demarcation for, all right, here are my 9 or 10 guys that I want to try to stick with. Right now, he's trying to find the different formulas that work. He was riding with Kuminga. I think he still will for the time being, but as we have discussed, there are reasons that may not sustain itself. So, for the time being, if you're Kerr, you're saying to every one of your guys, if you play well, you will be out there. But what you're trying to figure out is, you know that Steph and Jimmy and Draymond are going to be out there. Who else do you trust night to night with them? I would say Horford would be in that group. I still think he will be. He has really struggled early in the year, although, guys, he hit a few more shots the other night, and yep. I think that gets him on track. The problem, though, and this goes into our whole conversation here today, Horford hadn't even played that much because they have so many back-to-backs. So it's like, all right, is Horford going to be in there? No. All right, well, let's see how he looks tomorrow. Oh, he doesn't really look good the next day because he doesn't have any kind of rhythm. So Horford should be out there when the games matter the most. And then you start to add on, all right, which younger players are going to take that step? I mean, what does Melton look like when he comes back? Does Seth have any kind of major role whenever he finally gets in and starts rolling here? So there are a lot of different layers there. But again, no matter what the hell happens in these next few weeks, the schedule is brutal. You want to see them have some consistency that they haven't shown yet. But it's all about maintaining some level of having all these guys out there when the games matter the most. If you have that, even if it doesn't look good in these first couple months, I still think they're going to have a chance when the biggest games are played.
Nick, we always love our time with you. You're not wearing that. I know it's a Syracuse shirt, but you're not wearing that orange thing to the game tonight, are you?
Hell no. I don't want anybody thinking I went to Oklahoma State either. I mean, I got to look professional, throw my blazer here, but this was just for you guys.
All right, great.
Appreciate
it. Send a message for us as well. Tell all the Oklahoma City fans we still think they're cupcakes, okay?
No way. Yeah. No way. No,
I said it. I said it, Nick. All right. See you next.
See you later.
All right, there.
You got him with that one.
That's incredible.
Cupcakes.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That was Odyssey's Sports NBA Insider, Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Yeah. First of all, we got a double Friedell chuckle.
Good one,
and so
too.
I don't even care what the hell I said. But yes, I stand behind it as well. Even though Kevin Durant has gone on to 14 more jerseys since leaving the Warriors. That's you still, you Oklahoma City fans, get out of here with that. I'm never going to forget that.
Yeah.
Cupcake night.
I mean, it was petty, but, you know, Steph Curry's the petty king. So
yeah. Oh, of course.
Go ahead and file that away and make it a Kevin Durant revenge game tonight. Do it for KD. But, you know, OKC sitting on top of the world after last year, unbelievable regular year, got it done to win the finals. They, you know, may have needed an injury to win it, but no apologies. You get the win when you can get it. And now this year they start, 10-1, undefeated at home, and they have not missed a beat. They're cooking.
Oh, sorry. Somebody just fouled Shea Gilgeous-Alexander again.
Yeah. He talk about a foul merchant.
Oh, my God.
And that's, unfortunately, he's not alone in the association.
No, the Warriors have him too. I just, this is not that kind of a take. He's just, I don't know if he's the best at it or if someone's status just rises to a spot where they kind of get those calls because they're Shea. And I mean, listen, we don't need to get into this tonight. We can do it on a show where it actually has some sort of a tangible effect.
We'll
on a
look
basketball
at it
game.
If he goes 17 of 21 from the line tonight, we can talk about
that,
it.
That and but the other side, and this is where I'm willing to admit I'd like to do this take in the form of a question. So pretend I'm a Jeopardy contestant today.
Okay.
I'll do this in the form of a question. I know a lot of Warrior fans feel this way, but we're Warrior fans. So maybe we're jaded and biased. But doesn't it feel like when you look across the league and you've got all these big, big names?
We're Warriors!
Who get the foul calls, they get the ticky-tacks, they get the close ones, they get the touch fouls. But Steph's not one of them. Isn't it? Is that us? Is that our eyes? Or is it the way he plays? Is it his size? Is it, what is it? I mean, in theory, if there are star calls, I sort of almost look at it the other way. I'm like, this is the teeniest, tiniest superstar in the history of ever, and he is your most marketable player. If I'm the league, I would protect him more than anybody else out there. But I want to phrase that in the form of a question. Is that us, or is that actually a thing?
It's both, but I think it's more us than it's actually a thing.
Probably.
And right now, Steph Curry this year is 48th in the association in free throw attempts. 48th.
He's missed three games.
Right. So that's that. And if you look at last year, he wasn't in the top 10, certainly. And people can say it's because he doesn't drive to the hoop as much, and I'll buy that.
Yep.
His usage isn't as high as, this year. You got Banchero, Giannis, Shea, Cade Cunningham. These are high usage guys, and Cade Cunningham, the triple-double he had last night, monster. And he attacks the rim all the time. He's their number one offensive option. So, you know, Jimmy Butler leads the team in free throw attempts because he gets a lot more near the basket contact. And the only one for me is when Steph drives, I don't think that he gets enough of those calls as other people.
I agree, but for sure the way he plays is a part of that. And I also think his body structure is part of that, because if you want to compare him to a James Harden, or even, let's do it, a Jimmy Butler, who I think, you know, you could put foul merchant on his name if you want. I think that that's pretty fair. But Steph doesn't have the body to play that way. And I'm super thankful for that, because, as you know, I hate watching that kind of basketball. Not my favorite kind of basketball at all, where somebody has the body, James Harden, to just be like, I'm going to drive. And what I'm looking for right here is less, how do I get a good shot off and put the ball in the bucket? What I'm actually looking for is for you to put your arms in the wrong place. so that I can wrap my arms under your arms and then make it look like I'm going up for a shot and get to the line. That's the stuff that I don't like. Yes, it's all over the league. Harden's not the only one, but Steph doesn't have a body where you can do that. He's just too small.
Right.
He's too small to play that way.
And even when he goes to the basket and there isn't contact, he goes to the ground almost every time when he goes up for the layup. And, you know, some of that is foul merchanting, and some of that is just when you go that hard to the hoop, it's hard to land. But I would love to see the league, you know, dial this back a little bit. This year, teams are averaging 26 free throw attempts a game per team. Last year, it was 21.7.
Oh, God.
So just in...
That's too many.
Year over year, small sample. We're only 10 games in. But, yeah, the league averages 25.8 free throw attempts per team.
It's not that small of a sample. I know we're 10 games
in. An eighth of the way through it, yeah.
There's how many teams? We got 32 teams.
Yep.
So that's a lot of basketball.
Orlando is shooting 32.5 free throws a game.
Oh, God.
And so
yuck.
It's just not entertaining basketball.
No.
And that's where I'm with you on whatever foul merchants. And I don't think that Paolo Banchero is a foul merchant.
No.
He's 6'10", 250. He's a tough guy to guard.
Humongous human being.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to foul. And Giannis is always near the top in free throw attempts because how are you going to stop him? You're not. You have to foul him. But in general, too many free throws in the association.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. What's causing that? Why the up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Take this year.
I wonder, is it fouling three-point shooters? There's more threes, and I do know that one of the points of emphasis this year is the landing zone, and it was last year, too. So
sure.
I'm just guessing that there are more three-point shooters who get fouled. There's more three-point shots that are taken, and so if you extrapolate fouls across the board as being the same, by just the math of it, there would be more three-point shots on which there were fouls.
Or you know what data we probably don't have because you're looking at what last year was in total.
Yep.
I wonder if the first half of the season officials, and I'm not saying that this is like their strategy, but I wonder if the first half of the season is a little bit more tone-setting for the refs. This is what we would like the rule to be. And then, as we know, when you get to the end of the season and they want the players to decide the really important stuff, they lay off the whistle. We watched it in the playoffs last year. It was unbelievable, the physicality. So maybe it's just we don't know what last year was 10 games in.
It's an interesting point.
Maybe it was the same, and then it just comes down as the season goes.
That's possible, yeah. But I do know this, watching an NBA game where you have 60 or 70 free throws attempted, it's a tune out.
It's totally boring. I'm with you. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You know who's not boring is Stink. It's not the greatest word, but it is a pretty damn good radio guest. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider. Let's get back to the Niners, the quarterback situation, Ricky Pearsall. They are fingers crossed expecting him back at practice tomorrow. Lot to get into on the Niners as they go into Arizona this weekend. So we'll talk that out with Mark Schlereth. Coming up next, John Feliciano in a half hour on Withered and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.